Gleanings from the Psalms. Chapter 124. Psalm 89, Our Shield. The best shield in the world is not Herdau's new bulletproof cuirass. One might suppose, from the great interest this invention has excited throughout the military world, that something had been discovered in this line far superior to anything that was known before. But this is not so. Thousands of men have been far better shielded in battle, though openly exposed to the enemy's fire, than they would have been if clad in Herdau's cuirass. Nor is there any secret about this. Every Christian will understand it. It is the shield which David had when he went forth to meet Goliath, and said to him, "I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel." That is a shield which can protect against cannonballs as well as bullets, and against every weapon that man has ever invented, and the protection that it affords is just as real as that which any person ever enjoyed. God said to Abram, "Fear not, Abram, I am your shield, and your exceeding great reward." And the psalmist testifies, "The Lord God is a sun and shield. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word." And of his children God has said, "In righteousness shall you be established, you shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against you shall fall for your sake. Behold, I have created the smith that blows the coals in the fire, and that brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. It is God who breaks the bow and cuts the spear in sunder, and burns the chariot in the fire. With his protection about us, we are safe indeed. All may have the shield who will take it, and it is very much easier to get than one of the bulletproof coats of Herdau. The poorest can afford it just as well as the rich, for it costs nothing, except that which every man has in abundance, and can well afford to give. It costs only the giving up of self, the surrender of our will for the will of God. Then so long as he sees it to be best for us to have life and health and strength, we shall have them, in spite of all the military weapons of all the armies of the world. And when he sees it to be best that we should die, a protection against death would be a very unfortunate thing for us to have.